The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maid's Man, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's guest this evening, Bob Hope, the famous actor, singer, dancer, and author. And here with a new tune. Here with a new tune from his forthcoming picture, Going My Way, is Bing Crosby.
How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
Back is brawny and his brain is sweet. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are, Ruth.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food.
Fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fish, you may grow up to be a fish.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are, Ruth.
Or would you rather be a fish?
Won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought.
And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Jumps up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. And so, friends, with a brandy from the Paramount picture Going My Way, KMH cuts out for the battle stations of the world. And for the men at those battle stations, we feature tonight the only comic who has played for so many GIs that he now lays nothing but khaki eggs. I'm speaking, as if you didn't know, of my aging colleague, Rob Hope. Nice touch it is, too, having the old Cleveland pool hustler with us this evening, because tomorrow is Pan American Day and Hope is fresh back from the Caribbean area. Naturally, over and above Senor Spout Snout, we have, as usual, John Scott Trotter and group, Ken Carpenter, and the luscious La Maxwell. I saw you in the Easter Parade, Marilyn.
Did you like my new picture hat?
I thought you had just the frame for it.
Did you have a nice Easter, Bing?
Oh, it was exhausting, Marilyn. Too exhausting. My quartet of commandos ran me puffy hunting eggs. Upstairs, downstairs, all over the joint. Finally, before finding Eddie an egg, I had to give up and sit down.
Well, what happened when you sat down?
Found the egg.
You get a load of me in the Easter parade, Bing?
Sure.
Oh, I guess around Easter, everybody gets the urge to splurge.
Well, lay the details on me, Lucius.
Let me tell you, Harvey, I look pretty sharp in my new brown suit, desert tan shirt, and gray fedora.
I wore a navy blue tie and a powder blue shirt under an
Oxford gray tarpaulin. I know what you mean.
Don't you even feel like sprucing up a little for Easter, Bing?
Are you kidding, dear boy? I was a spread last Sunday. I was dressed like you've never seen me before.
Well, what'd you have on?
A tie.
I love to dress up. It makes the whole world seem brighter.
Oh, yes, but even so, Marilyn, you must remember, life is full of disappointments. If you travel life's highway, you must shed a few tears on your way. You may have a few setbacks on your way. You may even meet some sorrow on your way.
Hey, I'm back.
On your way.
Listen, you'll change your tune when you hear I am now in a very influential business.
Well, what are you doing, Yuki?
I'm a newspaper man.
That's great. Where's your corner?
Oh. Don't kid me. I'm a reporter.
Yes?
I was born with the roar of presses in my ears.
Is your father a reporter?
Pants presser.
How do you figure to be a reporter?
Well, it may interest you to know that I only need two more items for tomorrow's paper, and I've already got one.
Hit me with it.
Well, here it is. You'll notice I don't come right out with names.
Can't do that.
No.
Innuendo.
Yes. What certain crooner with four boys is going crazy worrying about what certain swooner?
Let me see.
Meaning,
Naturally.
Naturally.
You know, Yuki, I think I can give you that other item.
Yeah, what?
What certain reporter new to the field may bite the hand that's feeding him and come up empty when the options are blooming?
Meaning?
Natch.
If you want gossip stuff, Yuki, why don't you interview the movie star?
Oh, I did that yesterday.
Ben
Cross? I had an interview with Ann Sheridan. I wanted the feminine angle.
How'd you make out?
She didn't have an angle, just curves.
Interview was a loss, huh?
Yeah, I wasted my time. Say, Miss Maxwell, could I see you tonight and get some studio news?
Well, I don't know any studio news, Yuki.
Well, could I see you tonight and get the story of your life?
I've already given the story of my life to the press.
Well, let's put it another way. Could I see you tonight?
Yuki, I don't think you're going to get anything for your paper around here.
Well, somebody better help me, because if I don't get some news around here, I'll get fired.
I got news for you.
Yeah?
You're fired.
Go on.
Just step over to the rehabilitation department, son, and lend an ear to La Max and friend working out on the cry of the hour. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy. We got lots of time ahead of us. The night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music should be swayed and should have swung? Take your time, dance it with me. Take your time, slow if you please.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Don't you know you're not supposed to make a room but jump?
Take it easy, take it easy.
If you don't, I fear that our romance will hit a bump.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Don't you know it's time for romance when the music sweet?
Take it easy.
Don't forget that I'm your partner, not a traffic cop.
Is there any fun in running in a one-man race?
If you do, you're gonna meet the maple face to face.
Take it easy.
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 Friends, the charioteers will further demonstrate immediately after my colleague glibly hustles prospective purchases.
You homemakers know that macaroni and cheese is a real helper outer with ration meals. But I can tell you of macaroni and cheese that helps you three ways. Saves cooking time, saves shopping time, saves ration points. Simply ask your dealer for a box of Kraft Dinner. That box contains both ingredients for delicious macaroni and cheese that cooks in 7 minutes. Yes, ma'am, that Kraft Dinner box contains a fast-cooking macaroni and plenty of golden Kraft grated. 7 minutes of simple boiling makes the macaroni fluffy tender. A few seconds more, and you've got cheese flavor through and through it. The main dish is ready. Try it soon. Ask for Kraft Dinner.
Tender words of love, please.
flashes back. 1924. Flappers are wearing pirate hats, polo coats, long scarves, and open galoshes. Finale hoppers feature high-waisted coats, high lapels, and bell-bottom pants. 1924, and ambitious young men are saying...
Want to go to the movies tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, Hay. Milton Sills and the Seahawks is at the Costello.
Let's go to Bijou.
Well, what's there?
I don't know.
Well, then why do you want to go there?
Darker.
All right, Hay.
Come on, get your hat. Let's hurry.
What's all the hurry?
Oh, we can still get there before the price is changed. Come on.
Honestly, Harry, sometimes I just don't understand you.
Oh, I get it. You're still sore because last time you had to sit in the last row in the balcony.
Well, it was kind of warm up there.
Well, believe me, it was just as warm downstairs where I was sitting.
Harry, did you ever hear this song?
What song?
Somebody loves me. Mm-hmm. I wonder who.
Yeah, but I like it. I wonder what's become of Sally, that old girl of mine.
You probably left her in the last row in the balcony at the Bijou.
Have you heard this new one yet? The one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender song for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold for somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf, but it's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
The regular Tuesday night crowd chaser to the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, along a shining chill for your shining china, my colleague on many a lacerated link and many a happy highway, the inevitable Robert Leslie Town Hope, has again turned to literature. Guess that it's being bruited about. At literacy tease that the schnook with the upswept hook has written a book. So you how the long hair is... Hope is really gone. He's even wearing long hair.
Look who's knocking hair.
Not too long.
But let me straighten you out, Dad. Yes. This long hair has nothing to do with the book. Samuel Goldwyn has cast me in a pirate picture.
Typecasting, may I say?
Boy, how you carry a grudge. You really heat up and smolder when you drop a few Morgenthau mash notes at golf, don't you, huh?
Any other day?
Yeah.
You just had beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck?
Yes.
You just began once too often, brother. You simply tried to trap a superior apple tapper. That's what I'm playing with today, too.
You had the wind at your back.
We were both playing in the same direction. The wind was at your back, too.
Oh, yeah, but look at the sail you've got.
Do you want to compare physiques, flesh, and fantasy?
Hearken to old Flab and Drab here. Next to you, I shape up like John Hall, or shall we say one of those South Sea Islanders.
Yeah, and you could cook a missionary in that pot, you said.
I dare say you crammed many an Easter egg into that basket of yours. Shaggy thing.
How'd you do on Easter, old man?
On Easter?
Yes.
You should have caught me Easter Sunday in my new outfit.
You look like somebody caught you in that one.
I consider this a very happy garment.
It should be, finding a home at that age.
He gave me a good line. Tell me,
Curly. How'd you let that good one get away from you?
I don't know. I looked these scripts over a little more meticulously. Tell me, Curly, is this banner a sample of your forthcoming tome?
Listen, Shirley, I'll let my book speak for itself.
And it'll do better that way, too. When do I get to read a review of it, huh?
You want to read a review the moment they start running book reviews in the racing form. But I don't mind briefing you lightly on it. It's sort of a history of my travels, my doing, and the clothes I wore.
Sounds like a combination of My Day and The Grapes of Wrath.
Are the Okies still selling their old stuff to you?
Great secret, we can't talk. However, it may please you to hear that this pamphlet about your travels has emboldened me to write of my life at home.
Well, I thought the story of your life at home had already come out in 4 editions. Another one I got. But seriously, Bing, it's really a big thrill to produce a volume that you know is really your own words, your own language.
Who's translating it?
That's the publisher's problem.
And who's the publisher?
The best in New York.
Who's that?
Well, I thought you knew all the best bookmakers. My book is being handled by Simon and...
Who is...
Silent Partner.
After they publish the book, they'll both be silent. I got a gander at this ungainly essay you're so proud of the other day in your dressing alcove.
You were there.
I was looking through your golf bag for some of my golf balls. And I stumbled upon your manuscript.
You did, huh? How'd you like it?
It is the one called I Never Left Home.
Yes, I Never Left Home. That's the name of it. What do you think?
Leave home.
Gentlemen, please, I hate to break up this little literary tete-a-tete.
Kid's wearing an egg for a tie. Look at that.
But when are you two guys going to hit the road again?
Well, hasn't Bing told you about the road to Utopia?
You see, Bob, around here, Bing doesn't mention the pictures he does with you. So they're calling it the road to Utopia.
Yeah, for a while, Paramount was calling it the road to bankruptcy.
Road to bankruptcy? Why?
Well, Crosby, uncooperative, jealous. It took weeks to get the simplest little scenes done. No kidding, when I had a love scene with Dorothy Lamour, Crosby stayed home. Sick.
Yes, and when I had a love scene with Lamour, Hope stayed home. Sick.
Yeah, but what happened when you both had a love scene with Lamour?
Lamour was sick.
Happened to finally decide to call it the road to Utopia.
Well, descriptive title, Ken, as I understand it, Utopia is the last word, the ultimate. Utopia is that which leaves nothing more to be desired.
Is there really such a thing, Bob?
Utopia. Well, what a pleasant surprise. I didn't know there was anybody in this program from my generation. How are you? Do you do any USO work for civilians? How are you? Well, a Maxwell with the lines of a Buick. Look at this.
I'm thinking this Utopia. I bet if there were such a place as Utopia, you'd go there, wouldn't you, Bob? You've been in some pretty remote spots.
Yeah, but they promised me a dressing room next week. But no kidding, Marilyn. I love to travel, and no matter where I go, I'm sure to see at least one familiar face.
See, it must be exciting wondering who it'll be.
No, it's always Eleanor.
Spanish, Bob.
Sí, mucho, mucho.
Me voy a la película y lo distantiva con dos de amor, Bob Hope y Bing Crosby. It was muy, muy linda película, no?
Don't you hate a show off?
I suppose you investigated the principal industries of the family. What a steak, Rags Raglan will hate you for that steak. I suppose
you're going to speak into your snicker there all night. That was too jolly a line. I was nursing that kid.
Could have put two short reels under that cake of yours. I suppose you investigate the principal industries of the various Caribbean islands, huh?
Yes, but they all tasted about the same.
So much difference in the liquor there and here?
A big difference. Down there, you can buy it. But no kidding, Bing. Down in Cuba, business is in a vicious circle.
Maybe it just seemed that way to you.
Well, figure it out. They raise cane to make rum and drink rum to raise cane. This may take the place of Mersey, don't you know?
Bob, did you like the Latin American food?
Yeah, I kind of went for those enchiladas, Mac.
Well, just what are enchiladas?
K-ration with a hot foot.
Did you like anything but the enchiladas?
Well, there was another wonderful Spanish dish.
Tell me about it.
Nothing to tell. Her parents were too strict.
You're going to talk, aren't you? Pull the chair. Tell me about those Latin American cuties.
Oh, they're wonderful, Bing. Those senoritas sit on balconies, and if they like you, they toss down a rose.
How did you do?
Two dandelions and a bunch of devil grabs. But I have my memories. There was a cute little number down in the canal zone.
Yeah?
Yeah, what a zone number.
I'd like to go down to the canal zone.
You would. Too late. They made the picture.
What picture?
Panama Fatty.
I hope nobody beat you to the Crisco Kid.
You're looking at me from the wrong angle. You know, Bing, looking at you reminds me of the witch doctors down in Haiti. You ought to get a load of those Technicolor vets.
Yeah?
Boy, they put a hex on you. Their voodoo drives the man crazy.
Tell me more. I've got somebody in mind.
Well, it's pretty grim, Lard. They sort of hypnotize their victims. They sort of hypnotize their victims till they get a horrible vision, a fantastic illusion, a simply terrible apparition.
Do you believe that stuff?
That's it.
Please, don't make fun of me, Mr. Hope. I'm proud to know you. I'm proud to be able to talk to a man who's flown through battle zones in a bomber.
Thanks, Yuki, and it's nice to meet a direct hit.
Say, what's it like to be up there with the spotlight shining on you and the flak flying all around you?
Vaudeville with loaded tomatoes.
Oh, you're just modest.
Modest. I've heard of everything. Now, did you dig Trinidad and that calypso singing?
Did I dig calypso?
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah?
Say, you know how those calypso singers take names that fit their personalities, like Leo the Tiger and Willie the Lion?
Yeah.
Well, shake hands with Lester the Skunk.
You gonna knock us a little calypso tonight?
I might. Yeah. Imagine being without a horse that doesn't run slow.
Or Robert Hope without a place left to go. Imagine Hope without a place left to go.
Or Crosby wearing Bobby socks and a bow.
If I say you're getting too plump, that ain't love, love, love.
When I say you're golfed in a slump,
like a stump,
it ain't love, love, love.
When I call your trouser bazoo,
that's the biggest understatement of the semester.
If I tell you I don't like your boo, 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 it's a frank reply. Oh, send me Frankie.
That's love, love, love.
So much for old Swirlhorn. For a brief breather, we turn to something a little more loosey.
I was reminded the other day of something I used to say often to you homemakers. Visit your food dealer's big craft display tomorrow. Take home all of your family's favorite varieties so you'll be ready for hot cheese dishes and snacks and sandwiches at any time. Of course, I haven't been able to say that for a long time, and I'm quite sure I need to tell you why. You know that cheese is going to our lives and our armies by the millions of pounds. And I hope you understand that dairymen and cheesemakers are working very hard to supply Uncle Sam's needs abroad and civilian needs at home, too. But perhaps lately you've been a little startled, maybe a little skeptical, when your dealer has said, no, I haven't any Kraft cheese today. Or, I haven't a single package of Velveeta. Well, we want you to know this. Craftsmen are doing their level best to divide their civilian supplies fairly among all dealers. Often there are times between shipments when a dealer just has to say to his customers, sorry, none today. It isn't his fault. It isn't anybody's fault. Just remember that the Kraft cheese you came to buy may very well be on its way to a battlefront.
Amor, amor,
I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? Can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear. But somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft, caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only.
With Amor and another nod to our neighbors in the South, we remind you that tomorrow is Pan-American Day. Next Thursday, the Old Craft Music Hall is going to feature a guy whose name is brand new to radio, Dave Shelley. That's next Thursday. Until then, hasta la vista.
Marilyn Maxwell, affair to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical, Broadway Rhythm.
Now that eggs are more plentiful and less expensive, too, serve them often and in appetizing new ways. Tomorrow, treat your family to eggs a la Kraft Salad Mustard. For tempting variety, add this tangy golden Kraft Salad Mustard to a cream sauce or hard-cooked eggs, or blend Kraft Salad Mustard into a zippy filling for deviled eggs. And for sausage and cold cuts, buy that sharper Kraft Mustard with horseradish. It's downright delicious, too. Put Kraft Mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
Broadcasting Company.